Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this day.
天父，再次感谢你为这今天。
I pray, Lord, again that you would help us.
求主再次帮助我们。
Strengthen us and lead us.
将我们力量引导我们。
Oh God, there's just so many things competing for our thoughts.
有很多要把我们思想搞乱的。
But I pray, Lord, that we would concentrate on this.
愿我们能够集中精力。
That you are a sovereign God.
因为你是掌管一切的主。
That you are the King of Glory.
你是荣耀的主。
Father, I ask this in Jesus' name.
父，我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
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 Now, as I said, we're going to talk about the lordship of Jesus Christ.
我们要讲到耶稣基督的主权。我们刚刚说了。
That it cannot be contested.
是，这是无可否认的。他是万王之王，无敌的主。
Since it is founded upon the decrees of God.
因为这是神的宣告。
It is absolutely immutable.
所以这是绝对不可改变的谕旨。
In a democracy,
在一个民主国度
you elect a president.
你选举一个总统啊。
With a dictator or a king, he kind of elects himself.
这个专制的人他选自己。
But in a democracy, you can always wait for 4 years and then vote some other person in.
但是在民主的制度下，你可以等四年，然后再选一个人。
With a bad dictator or a bad king, you can always wait till he dies or someone else takes his place.
那是一个不好的王或者一个暴君，你就要等到他死掉才能够有人代替他。
But with the kingdom of Christ, it's different.
那基督的国度并非如此啊。
There's no waiting.
你不用等。
No one will ever take his place.
没有人会代替他的主王位。
There'll never be another administration to take his place.
没有另外一个制度、另外一个政府来代替他。
He is the eternal king.
他是永恒的王。
Now I want us to go to Psalms chapter 2.
我们要翻到诗篇第二篇。
Let's read verses 1-6.
我们读一到六节。
Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them and He will speak to them in His anger and terrify them in His fury, saying, But as for me, I have installed my king.Upon Zion, my holy mountain.
外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者说：我们要挣开他的捆绑，脱去他们的捆绳。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们。说我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上了。
Now here we have a picture of the Davidic king who was to come, the Messiah.
这里我们有一张图画，就是大卫的后裔，那弥赛亚要来做王。
We see first of all that it is God who has established this king.
首先我们要看到是神立他为王。
We also see that the nations are not pleased.
我们要看到列邦列国并不高兴，不喜悦他做王。
And they fight against God.
他们与神作对，与神征战。
They fight against his king.
他们与他的王打仗。
God has only one response.
神只有一个回应。
He laughs.
他发笑。
He doesn't stand up off his throne.
他没有从他的宝座上站起来。
He doesn't call for an army of angels.
他也不叫一群天使的军队来。
The combined rebellion of man.
人所有的反叛联合起来。
just makes God laugh.
不过使神发笑，嗤笑他们。
I said this a few days ago.
我几天前说了。
If all the men of, that have ever lived,
如果所有的人活，历史上所有活过的人，
all the demons and devils of hell,
撒旦跟邪灵，黑暗的势力，阴间的权势，
if they all came together against God,
如果全部联合起来来抵挡神的话，
it would be like a tiny little flea,
就像一个小小的小跳蚤。
Beating its head against a piece of granite as big as the universe.
把他的头撞向一块像这个宇宙一样大的花岗岩，撞他脑袋，撞。
It just does not matter.
这一点都起不了作用。
Now, in the first three verses,
头三节。
We witness the hostility of the world against the Lord and His Christ.
我们看到这全世界对主和他的受膏者的抵挡敌意。
Now, when this battle was first spoken of in the book of Genesis,
在启示录首先都讲到了这一场征战。
Hold your place in Psalms.
你手指放在诗篇。
And go to Genesis chapter 3.
我们看看创世纪第三章这场旷世的征战。
It says in chapter 3 verse 15,
15节,
And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head and you shall bruise him on the heel.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇。你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚。
Here we see the great conflict between Satan and between the Christ.
这里我们看到撒旦跟基督之间的冲突。
We see the great conflict that has always occurred between the people of God and those who are not the people of God.
我们看到神的百姓和不属神的百姓当中的这历史上的冲突。
All throughout the ages, this battle has railed on.
这是旷世的征战，从古至今一直打到现在。
The world hates Christ.
世界恨恶基督。
And they hate his righteous reign.
他们恨恶基督公义的治理。
You say why?
你说为什么呢？
Because we as a people are evil.
因为我们是一群有罪的人。
We do not want his righteousness.
我们不要他的公义的治理。
And so here we see in Psalms 2,
所以这里在诗篇第二篇，
The kings of the world,
这世界上的君王，
They are usually warring with one another.
他们通常是彼此征战的啊。
But now they found a common enemy.
如今他们找到了一个共同的仇敌。
Something that brings them all together.
就使他们联合起来了。
To redirect their hatred.
把他们的仇恨。
It is toward the Christ.
重新转移到基督身上。
We even see this during the crucifixion of Jesus.
我们也看到基督钉十字架的时候也是如此。
Herod and Pilate hated one another.
比拉多和希律王本来是彼此仇恨的。
But they became friends.
但他们成了朋友了。
In their hatred for Christ.
因为他们联合起来一起恨基督。
In their hatred for the will of God.
他们一起反对神的旨意。
Now it says here.
这里说到。
Why are in verse 1, why are the nations in an uproar?
第一节，外邦为什么争闹呢？
In the people devising a vain thing.
为什么万民要谋算虚妄的事呢？
Now all the nations.
所有的国度。
Are making the biggest uproar they have ever made.
他们制造了一场最大的征战，最大的争闹。
And yet, in the Bible, it's called a vain thing.
那圣经说这是虚妄的事。
The combined power of all the nations.
世界所有的国度联合起来的能力、权威。
This is the great sea that we see in the book of Revelation.
这就是那个启示录我们所讲到的那个后裔啊。
It is a gigantic, churning, violent sea of humanity.
那是一个人类的很大的翻江倒海、澎湃汹涌的攻击。
They want to go past the bounds that God has set.
他们想要越过神所定的界限。
They fight against him with everything they have.
他们竭尽全力要抵挡上帝。
But it is a vain thing.
但是这是不可能的。
If we look in Isaiah,
我们看以赛亚。
We see that he says, all the nations are like a drop in the bucket.
这所有的列国在神眼里就像水桶里的一滴。
They're like a speck of dust on the scales.
他们就像天平里的微尘，尘土一样。
Now you would think that they would come to their senses.
你以为他们会清醒过来。
But their hatred drives them.
那是他们的仇恨催逼他们。
Do you know that one of the primary reasons why Christians are hated today in America?
你知道今天美国基督徒被人仇恨的一个主要原因是什么呢？
Now think about this.
想一想啊。
It's not the only reason.
这不是唯一的原因啊。
But it's the one that comes out most in the media.
这是在新闻里头，这是最突出的一个原因，最重要的原因。
It is because we believe a man should marry a woman.
是因为我们相信男人跟女人应该结婚
，and raise children，
然后生儿育女，基督徒相信
，and we think it is wrong for men to marry men，
基督徒认为男人跟男人结婚不对
，and women to marry women，
女人结婚不对。
If you look on the television，
如果你看看电视，美国电视上
，that's the primary attacks against us，
这就是他们反对我们主要的原因。
They even call them hate crimes.
他们甚至说这个叫做仇恨的罪，歧视的罪。
If I stand up and say a man should marry a woman and a man should not marry a man.
如果我站起来说男人应该跟女人结婚，不能跟男人结婚。
They get so mad they can't even see straight.
他们会气死了，他们看都看不准了，眼睛都花了。
Think of how pitiful that is.
你想他们多可怜啊。
Or one time a student was very angry.
有一次我一个学生很生气。
And while I was teaching in this university.
我在这个大学教的时候，这学生很生气。
And they were saying the law of God confines us.
神的律法把我们约束住了，我们没自由了。
We don't want to be restricted by this system of rules that your God has.
我们不愿意被你的神所有的这一套管理的制度给约束住。
We hate his laws.
我们恨恶他的律法。
And so I looked at all of them.
所以我看着所有的学生们。
I said, well, which one do you hate?
你恨的是哪一条？
Is it the one who says, the law that says you shall not lie?
是不是你不能撒谎那条？
Do you hate that one?
你恨那一条吗？
Do you hate the one that says, don't kill anybody?
你是不是不准杀人那一条，对吧？
Do you hate the one that says, don't take another man's wife?
不是不可奸淫娶别人的妻子，是不是那条？
Do you hate the laws that talk about how you ought to respect the dignity of a girl?
你是不是恨那条你要尊重女人的尊严呢？
And many of the people started becoming ashamed.
他们很多都开始觉得羞愧了。
I said to them,
我跟他们说，
What does it tell me about you?
你如果恨这些，那么怎么你把自己表明出来是什么呢？
If you violently hate laws that are that good,
如果你如此的恨恶这些美好的律法，
only an evil person would hate these kind of laws.
就邪恶的人会恨这样子的好的律法。
But they are evil.
但是他们的确是邪恶。
They hate God's law.
他们恨恶神的律法。
I mean, if you walk down the street,
如果你大街上走，
New York,
纽约，比如。
And you say out loud, Buddha.
你说 Buddha, 你说就是佛祖，你说。
No one will get mad.
没人会生气。
You say Muhammad.
你说穆罕默德。
No one will get mad.
也没人会生气。
If you say Jesus Christ.
如果说耶稣基督的话。
People will look at you like.
每个人都会恨恨地看着你。
Now, what did Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么事？
He taught some of the most beautiful things that have ever been taught.
他教的是世上最美好的事情。
He blessed his enemies.
他祝福了他的仇敌。
He died for them.
他为仇敌而死。
Why is he so hated?
为什么人们那么恨他呢？
Because he's good.
因为他是美好的。
Why does society come against God?
为什么这个社会要反对上帝呢？
It's because God is loving.
因为神是慈爱的。
He's kind.
他是美好的。
He's
良善的。公义的。
Now it says in verse 2.
第二节啊。
It says, the kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
Well, their counsel is not going to do them any good.
他们的会议不会做成就什么事情。
Hold your place and look in Psalms 33.
手指放这儿，我们继续翻到33章看看。
Verses 8 through 11.
8到11节33篇
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
愿全地都敬畏耶和华愿世上的居民都惧怕他
For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast.
因为他说有就有命立就立
Look at the authority that verse 9 is demonstrating.
你看第九节讲到神的权柄所彰显的能力
he speaks and it's done.
他说了就有了
Remember during the days of creation,
你记得在创世的时候
Let there be light.
神说要有光
there was light.
就有光了
He also said that today I have appointed you my king.
他说今日我要立你为王
And Christ was made his king.
基督就
Then look at verse 10.
第十节再看。
The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples.
耶和华使列国的筹算归于无有，使众民的思念无有功效。
They can do what they want.
他们可以尽量尽管做他们要做的。
But it's not going to work.
但是不会成就的。
They're beating their head against a rock.
他们用他们的头来撞花岗岩。
Verse 11.
十一节。
The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation.
耶和华的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。
Now we go back to Psalms 2.
再回到诗篇第二篇。
Says in verse 3.
第三节。
Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us.
他们说，我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Why do they hate Jesus?
为什么他们恨恶基督呢?
Because they hate God.
因为他们恨神。
And Jesus reigns according to the will of God.
耶稣是按着神的旨意来掌管万有。
They want to tear apart the fetters.
他们要挣开他们的捆锁。
They consider God's righteous law to be confining.
他们认为神公义的律法是在约束他们。
Now here's something that we learned from Romans 7.
这是我们从罗马书第七章所学的。
The more you teach the wicked about the laws of God,
你越教导邪恶的人有关神的律法的事
the more they will push against them.
他们就越会反弹反抗
Paul tells us in Romans 7,
在罗马书第七章保罗告诉我们
that the law causes sin to increase.
律法使罪恶加增
Let me give you an example.
让我给你举个例子啊。
I don't know exactly when it was, but several years ago.
我不知道多久以前，那个几年前呢。
Smoking was on the decline in America.
那时候美国抽烟慢慢不流行了。
Young people weren't smoking.
年轻人就不抽了。
Then all of a sudden, the government decided to sue all the tobacco companies.
那突然之间呢，政府决定要告所有的烟厂的，要控告他们。
And then to talk a great deal about how terrible smoking was.
要告诉老百姓抽烟是多糟糕多坏。
Smoking increased again.
那反而抽烟的人越来越多。
You tell someone they can't do it.
你告诉他们你不能那么做。
And they want to do it more.
他们偏偏就要做。
Unless their heart has been changed.
除非他们里面的心态改变。
So the more... Have you ever heard someone say this?
你有没有听过有人说?
If we could just...Show the world Jesus, then the world would become Christians.
你把耶稣基督彰显给世界看，他们就会变成基督徒了。有没有听过？
Or if we lived like Christians,
如果我们活得像基督的样式的
if we were like Christ,
如果我们像基督一样的
then the world would come to Christ.
那世界就会来到基督面前了
No, if you lived just like Christ,
如果你像基督一样生活的话
they would crucify you just like they did Christ.
他们就会像把基督钉死一样把你也钉死
See, the more you show them God,
你越把神彰显给他们
the more they will hate God,
他们就越恨神就越抵挡
And the more they will hate you,
他们也越恨你。
The more you tell them about God's righteous law,
你越告诉他们有关神公义的律法。
The more they'll seek to disobey it,
他们就越要不顺服，越反叛。
Unless their heart has been changed,
除非他们的心被改变了。
Now look in verse 4.
你看第四节啊。
He who sits in heaven laughs, and the Lord scoffs at them.
坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。
Now look, he sits.
他坐在天上。
He doesn't even get up.
他不用站起来。
There's no need.
不需要站起来。
He just laughs.
他就发笑。
This shows us the power of God.
这让我们看到神的大能。
Now, as a Christian,
身为基督徒啊
you must realize.The power of God on one hand.
你必须一方面明白神的能力。
And how dear you are to him in the other.
另一方面你要明白你在他眼中是何等的宝贵。
This one who laughs at the nations.
那一位嗤笑列国的。
He loves you like a son or a daughter.
他爱你就像爱他自己的儿女一样。
You say, well, if he loves me this way and he has all power.
他又这么爱我，同时有这么大的权柄。
Then why do many Christians suffer?
那为什么很多基督徒还会受苦
？Why do some even die?
甚至有些人死掉。
It is for our good.
这是为了我们的益处。
Through the fire.
借着火。
All the impurities.Are burned off.
把我们身上的残渣都烧尽。
And we become like pure gold.
好叫我们成为纯金。
It is very hard.
只是很艰难。
I don't know how hard it is or can be.
我可能不明白是多么的艰难。
But God allows these things not because he lacks power.
神允许这些患难不是因为他缺乏能力。
Not because he does not care.
也不是因为他不关心我们。
But so that we will stand before Him,
而是叫我们站在他面前毫无瑕疵半点。
That our faith will be refined,
好叫我们的信心经过熬炼。
And be a cause for great glory,
成为荣耀的原因，赞美的原因。
The day of His coming,
他再来的时候成为尊贵荣耀。
Here's something that all of us have to ask.
这是一件事情，我们每个人都要问的。
You know one of the most terrifying things in the Bible?
你知道圣经里头其中一件最叫人惊吓害怕的是什么？
God gives us what we want.
神让我们罪有应得。
You say, well, why is that terrifying?
这什么好怕人吗
Well, the Pharisees wanted the glory of men.
法利赛人要人的荣耀。
They got it.
他们就得到了。
And they died and went to hell.
他们就死了，下地狱了。
It's almost as if God asks us a question.
就像似乎神在问我们一个问题啊。
Do you want a comfortable life?
你要不要一个舒服的生活呢
Or do you want to be conformed to my son?
或者你要效法我儿子的模样
And used by me?
被我所用的
I think if someone says I want a comfortable life,
我想如果有人说我宁可舒舒服服过日子
God just might give them one.
神可能就让他们如愿以偿。
It doesn't seem like these two things can go together.
似乎这两者不能够兼容兼得
You want a comfortable, easy life?
如果你要舒舒服服过一辈子
You will know very little of God and His power.
你就会知道很少神的能力和神的同在
Now, when the nations come against God, He laughs.
当列国一起联合起来抵挡神的时候神发笑嗤笑他们
Spurgeon said this.
斯布登说
He said, look,At the quiet dignity of the omnipotent one.
看这一位无所不能者的安静的尊严。
And he says, and look at the contempt which he pours upon the princes of this world.
再看看他向世界上的君王所浇倾倒下来的藐视。
He says, God will not even take the trouble to stand up.
神连站起来都没必要。
He will not even do battle with them.
他也不会跟他们征战。
He despises them.
他藐视他们。
He knows how absurd they are.
他知道他们是何等的荒唐。
He knows how irrational they are.
他们是何等的疯狂无理。
He knows how futile their attempts are against him.
他知道他们的计谋是何等的虚妄。
He therefore laughs at them.
因此他嘲笑他们。
Okay, think about this.
你想想啊。
You're going to try to kill the God.
你想要杀死什么样一位神呢？
From whom your every breath comes.
你的气息是从他而来的。
All he has to do is stop giving you breath.
他只要停止你呼吸，不给你空气。
And if you could kill him,
如果你可以杀他，
you die too.
你也死掉。
Where are you going to get your breath after that?
因为你就没空气了，你没气息了。
It's like a man trying to pull out the plug on a life support system.
就像有人要把他的那个叫输送这种输送液体、输送养料的拔掉一样。
Now Calvin said something that I thought was very powerful.
加尔文说了一些话，我觉得很有能力。
He says, "If when the wicked come against God or come against us."
当邪恶的人呢、啊、要抵挡神或抵挡我们的时候。
If God does not immediately stretch out his hand against them,
如果神不立刻伸手阻止他们，
if he doesn't immediately come against them,
如果他不立刻止住他们的话，
it's only because he's laughing.
只是因为神在嘲弄他们，嗤笑他们。
This is a powerful God.
这是一位何等有能力的神呢、啊？
Now the distance between God and all the nations of the world.
上帝和世上所有国度之间的距离。
It is so great that he doesn't have to stand up.
这距离这么大，他不用站起来。
And he doesn't have to reposition himself.
他不需要做好准备。
And instead, he is amused at all their activity.
反之，他因着他们这些动荡。争闹而觉得很好笑。
Then he just speaks to them.
他只要说一句话。
And they run away terrified.
他们就哇害怕的抱头鼠窜。
Look what it says in verse 5.
你再看第五节。
Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury.
那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们。
Remember when Jesus comes back?
你记得耶稣回来的时候。
And there's a two-edged sword coming forth from his mouth.
从他口中会出一把两刃的利剑。
Just with his word.
就是他的话。
He destroys the nation.
他就把列邦毁灭掉。
One time my son came to me.
有一次我儿子到我面前。
Evan, the little one.
那小的儿子。
And he said, Dad.
他说爸。
I need you to buy me something.
我需要你给我买一点东西。
And I said, well, what do you need?
我说你需要什么？
He said, I need two pistols.
他说我需要两把小枪。
I said, but you have some pistols.
我说你已经有了枪了，很多玩具枪。
No, those are toys.
不，那些是玩具。
I need real ones.
我要真正的枪。
And I said, why?
我说为啥？
He said, well, you know, last night.
你知道昨晚他说。
You were telling us about how Jesus is going to come back.
你告诉我们耶稣要怎么回来呀？
And he's going to ride down on his horse.
他要骑着马而来。
And I said, yeah.
我说是。
He said, well, I need some pistols.
我需要枪。
I said, why do you need pistols?
为什么你要枪呢？
He said, well, you said that when he comes down riding on his horse.
你说当他来的时候，骑着他的马来的时候。
That all the Christians are going to be riding behind him.
所有的基督徒会跟着他一块儿来。
And I said, yeah.
我说对呀，对呀。
He said, well, he goes, when I'm on my horse.
当我在马上的时候。
And I'm coming down.
我跟耶稣一起来的时候。
I'm going to be yelling.
我会呐喊。
And shooting my pistols in the air.
我在天空会打枪，啪啪啪开枪。Cowboys.
And I said, son, I don't think Jesus will need your pistols on that day.
我说儿啊，我想那天啊，主耶稣不需要你开枪。
So he's always drawing pictures of Jesus coming.
他总是在画耶稣再来的图。
One day he drew a picture of two men fighting with swords.
有一天他画一张图，两个人用刀在决战。
And one of the men had a very straight sword.
有一个人有很直的一把剑。
The other one had a sword that went like this.
另外有一个弯弯曲曲的剑。
I said, "Who's that?"
我说是谁呀？
He said, "Well,
他说,
this is Jesus."
这是耶稣。
He has a straight sword.
他的剑是直的。
This is the devil.
这是撒旦。
He has a crooked sword.
他的剑是弯的。
Everything he has is crooked.
他一切所有的都是弯曲背扭的。
You know,
你知道吗？
Children are very funny, aren't they?
小孩很好玩啊，对不对？
But, I think it's pleasing to God.
我想他们也讨神喜悦啊。
When sometimes we are like children.
当我们像小孩一样。
He was excited about these promises.
这孩子因着神的应许，好兴奋啊。
Now he had misinterpreted them a little bit.
当然他误解了一点。
But we ought to be excited.
但我们也需要很兴奋哎。
One day I'm coming down.
有一天我跟基督一同来。
With Jesus.
跟耶稣一起。
And I imagine I will be yelling in the air.
我想我也会，我也很大声呐喊啊，在天上。
Now,
好。
He just speaks to them.
他仅仅就责备他们。
And they're terrified.
他们就惊慌害怕。
Look what he says.
你听他说的话，第六节啊，他说。
But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
他说我已经立了我的君，就是王，在锡安我的圣山上了。
See,
看
，they're mad.
这些人都在发怒啊。
Because God placed a king over them.
因为神在他们之上立了一位王。
And God didn't ask for their opinion.
神没有叫他们选举，叫问他们的意见。
God did not let them vote.
神没有让他们选投票。
It's amazing.
这叫人惊讶。
They're beside themselves with fury.
他们气疯了。
How dare God impose this king and his laws upon them?
神竟敢强加。这一位君王和他的律法在我们之上，要控制我们。
But all their arguing is just futile.
那他们所有的辩论都是虚妄的，没有价值。
Look in Job chapter, hold your place and look in Job 23:13.
我们这手放手指放着，看看约伯十三章 13.
23:13, chapter
二三章，约伯记二三章十三节。
But he is unique, and who can turn him?
只是他心意已定，谁能使他转意呢？
And what his soul desires, that he does.
他心里所愿的就行出来。
He is unique.
他心意已定。
In that no one can turn him.
没人可以转变他。
And everything he desires, he does.
他所愿意的一切，他就行出来。
No one else is like that.
没人能够跟他相比。
No one can turn him.
没有人能够转变他。
Look in Daniel chapter 4.
我们再看但以理书第四章。
Verse 35.
三十五节。
Now remember Nebuchadnezzar.
记得尼布甲尼撒王吗？
God definitely humbled him, didn't he?
神叫他降卑了，对不对？
But when he finally came back to his senses,
最后他清醒过来的时候，
it says in verse 2, it says in 34,
三十四节。
But at the end of that period, I Nebuchadnezzar raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me.
好，日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我。
Men do not have their reason returned to them until they turn their eyes to heaven.
直到人举目望天，人的理性就不能够归回。
And I bless the Most High and praised and honored Him who lives forever.
我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。
He says, for His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom endures from generation to generation.
他说他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。
All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing.
世上所有的居民都算为虚无。
But He does according to His will in the hosts of heaven.
在天上的万军和世上的万民居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事。
One angel in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头有一位天使。
Killed over 100,000 men.
一个天使就杀了18,500人。
Without even any effort.
就那么简单，18,500干掉。
So if God does everything He wants among all the angels of heaven,
如果神在天使当中可以为所欲为，
the Son,
那神的儿子，
S-U-N, the ball of fire in the sky,、
哦、那天上太阳啊，太阳。
If we drew too near to that, we would disintegrate. We would burn up.
太靠近太阳的话，我们就会。就化成灰了。
He can take it out of the sky with a finger. He can take it out of the sky with his finger.
但是神可以把太阳借着他的手把太阳拿下来。
And he could put out its flames on his tongue.
可以把太阳的火放在他的舌头上。
I mean, he does whatever he wants.
他可以做他要做的一切事情。
He told Job about the Leviathan.
他告诉约伯有关那个大鳄鱼啊。
God said that he walked in the bottom of the sea and played with him.
这个鲸鱼，他在海底下跟他玩耍。
And he told Job, if you just stretch out your hand to touch him, you'll never forget it.
他说，如果你伸手碰这个鳄鱼，你会一辈子忘不了。
But for God, he's a pet.
那对神来说，这是个小宠物而已。
He does according to His will in the hosts of heaven.
他都凭自己的旨意而行。
And among the inhabitants of the earth.
和世上，不管天上的万军和世上的居民，他都凭旨意而行。
And no one can ward off His hand or say to Him, "What have you done?"
无人能拦住他的手，或向他说，你做什么呢？
If God puts His hand on the table,
好，如果神把他手放在桌上，
no man can pry it up.
没有人可以把他手把他弄起来。
If God raises His hand,
如果神举起手来，
no man can hold it down.
没有人可以把他拉下去。
This is not only important for those who call themselves the enemies of God.
不仅仅对那些自称是基督的仇敌的人，这很重要。
But it also goes for some of those. It's important for some of those who call themselves his friends.
甚至那些自称是他的朋友的人，这也很重要。
With their prayers, they think they can make God do what they want Him to do.
他们以为可以用祷告摇动神的手。
They can manipulate God.
他们可以操纵上帝。
No. God answers prayer.
是神回应祷告，没错。
And there are things we do not have because we do not ask.
有些因为我们不求，所以我们得不着有些事情。
But no one manipulates God.
没有人能够操纵上帝。
And God is not like a vending machine.
神不像一个vending machine.
A machine where you put in money.
就是你放钱，就是赌博那个机器。
And press a button, and the right kind of candy comes out.
就是。卖东西那个机器，你放钱进去一按那个，你就拿到糖卖糖果的机器。
He's not the kind of person that you can manipulate with your prayers.
他不是借着你的祷告能够操纵的一位上帝。
He is God.
他是主，是上帝。
Now this really bothers man.
这个叫人很人很受不了。
We live in a culture.
你想想，我们活在一个文化当中啊。
That Everything revolves around man.
一切都是以人为中心啊。
The humanists actually have their own document.
这些人本主义者有自己的人本宣言。
that says man is the measure of all things.
说人是度量一切的准绳标准。
He's the controller of his own destiny.
人是他自己命运的主宰。
That is why this kind of teaching is so hated.
所以这样的教导人恨恶，讨厌。
Now, I want us to look for a moment at the extent of Christ's lordship.
我们要看看，看一看基督作王的权限。
Now, you remember Jesus said,
你记得耶稣说，
All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Now, what does he mean by that?
他是什么意思呢？
Well, I want us to go to the book of Daniel.
我们看看但以理书。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 13 and 14.
十三到十四节。
Well, let's read verse 9 first.
你从第九节看啊。
Daniel has a vision.
但以理有一个异象。
He says, I kept looking until thrones were set up.
我观看见有宝座设立。
In Hebrew, it says literally until thrones were thrown, like they were thrown.
Okay, 在希伯来书说，我看直到宝座被扔进去。
It means that something is happening quickly.
意思说是突然发生的事。
God is calling together his court.
神在呼召他的法庭，召庭。
It is a time of making judgment and making decrees.
是他立法和做决定的时刻。
It is done swiftly and with certainty.
是快快的，而且很肯定的，就一下子设立了宝座。
And it says the Ancient of Days took his seat.
好，这里讲到那头颅白发的，就上头坐着恒古在者。
Now the word ancient is very important.
这个亘古啊，很重要这个字。
Ancient for us means that someone is weak and feeble.
对我们来说，亘古就是一个老人呐、啊，很脆弱的，很老人家。
Because we are men.
因为我们是人嘛。
And if we are ancient, we are weak and feeble.
如果我们很老的话，我们就很脆弱，很无力。
But with God, the word means just the opposite.
这里上面做的那亘古的，恰恰相反。
Time has no bad effect on God.
对神来说，时间不会改变上帝，使他衰老。
He has been forever.
他是永恒长存的。
And yet he is new.
然而他是永远长新的。
Ancient here demonstrates his eternity.
这里的亘古表明的是他的永恒性。
His power and strength.
他的能力，他的大能。
His wisdom.
他的智慧。
He takes his seat, it says.
他坐在他的宝座上。
His vesture was like white snow.
他的衣服就像洁白如雪。
The idea of wisdom.
这个意思就是智慧。
Of age.
他的年龄年代。
Of holiness.
他的圣洁。
The hair of his head was like pure wool.
头发如纯净的羊毛。
His throne was ablaze with fire, and its wheels were a burning fire.
宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火。
His holiness,
他的圣洁,
his power,
他的大能,
and a river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him.
从他面前有火向河发出。
It's a thing that no one can even draw near to this thing.
哇，他是何等圣洁，没有人能够接近他，亲近他。
And thousands upon thousands were attending him.
侍奉他的有千千。
And myriads upon myriads were standing before him. The court sat and the books were open.
在他面前势力的有万万，他坐着要行审判，案卷都展开了。
Now after the judgment,
好，在审判之后呢
？Of wicked governments and kings,
就审判了世上的邪恶的君王跟政府之后呢
？We see in verse 13.
我们看到十一节。
And I kept looking in night visions.
那时我观看就是晚上了。
And behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man was coming.
Verse 13. Okay, 我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来。
And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him.
他被领到亘古长存者面前。
And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him.
好，他得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永存的。不能废去他的国。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
权柄是永存，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
This is the kingdom of Christ.
这就是基督的国度。
The kingdom of Christ now.
现在的国度。
He has this authority.
他有这样的权柄。
He has this power.
他有这样的全能。
Now,Hold your place here and look in Ephesians 1:20.
手指放在这儿，我们再翻到以弗所书 3:20.
Ephesians 1:20.
哦，一章二十节。以弗所一章二十节。
Ephesians 1:20-22.
到二十二节。
Which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named not only in this age but also in the age to come.
就是叫他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
He has all authority.
他有一切的权柄。
Now hold your place here in Daniel.
好，我们再看到但以理书啊，继续。
And I want you to go to the book of Genesis for a moment.
我们再翻到创世纪。
Go to Genesis 41.
四十一章。
Now,
好。
You know about Joseph.
你知道约瑟啊。
He is in a dungeon.
他在一个地牢里。
It's as good as dead.
就像死了一样，没有前途。
It seems like all the promises that were given to him had failed.
似乎神给他的一切应许好像都不能实现，都落空了。
But then in verse 14,
然后十四节说道。
Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came to Pharaoh.
法老逐即差人去招约瑟，他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头刮脸，换衣裳，进到法老面前。
He is raised from the dungeon.
他是从地牢里头被带出来。
And he is brought before Pharaoh.
带到法老王面前。
The great king.
这大王面前。
Now,
好
look in verse 44.
再看四十四节。
Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph,
法老对约瑟说
Though I am Pharaoh,
我是法老
yet without your permission,
但是在埃及全地没有你的命令啊
no one will raise his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt.
不许人擅自办事。
Jesus was in the tomb.
耶稣在坟墓里。
He's raised from the dead.
他从死里复活了。
He is brought before the Ancient of Days.
他被带到那亘古长存者的面前。
All authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他了。
Basically, God said this to Jesus.
基本上父对子说。
Without your permission,
没有你的允许。
No one shall raise his hand or foot in all the cosmos, in all the universe.
整个宇宙当中不许任何人擅自办事，没你的命令不行。
Someone comes to you and says, "Don't you know I can kill you right now?"
如果人到你面前，不知道吗？我可以现在把你杀掉。
You can look at him and say, "Without the permission of my Lord, you cannot even raise your hand or your foot."
你可以说，看着他，没有我的主的命令许可，你的手脚都不能动。
If you torture me,
如果你虐待我
it is to refine me and make me more perfect.
不过是在使我变得更加的精炼，你在熬炼我而已。
And if you kill me, you send me home to glory.
如果你把我杀了，你把我立刻带到荣耀里。
What can man do to me?
人能把我怎么样呢？
This is amazing.
真是叫人惊讶，不
可思议。The whole story of Joseph is amazing.
整个约瑟的故事叫人惊讶。
Joseph.
约瑟。
Is the favorite of his father.
是他爸爸最疼爱的儿子。
God said of Jesus, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
神也说耶稣，这是我所爱的儿子，我所喜悦的。
Joseph's brothers hated him.
约瑟的弟兄们恨他。
The people of Israel hated Jesus.
以色列老百姓也恨耶稣。
Joseph's brothers throw him down into a hole.
约瑟的兄弟们把他丢到一个坑里头。
They killed Jesus and put him in a tomb.
他们也把耶稣杀了，把他放在一个坟墓里。
Joseph is brought out of the hole.
约瑟从洞里头被拉出来。
Jesus rises from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活。
Joseph is presented before Pharaoh.
约瑟被带到法老王面前。
And all authority is given to him.
所有的权柄都赐给他了。
Jesus is presented before the Ancient of Days, and all authority is given to him.
照样，主耶稣被带到那亘古长存者面前，天上、地下所有的权柄都赐给他。
Joseph reigns among the Gentiles.
约瑟在外邦人当中做王。统治他们。
Jesus reigns among the Gentiles.
主耶稣也在外邦人中作王。
In a day of trouble, Joseph's brothers seek for him.
在患难当中，约瑟的兄弟寻求他帮忙。
They go look for bread.
他们要食物。
And Joseph appears to them.
约瑟向他们显现。
And is reconciled to his brothers.
就跟他的弟兄们和好了。
One day.
有一天。
I believe.
我相信。
Not that God will do a separate thing among the Jews.
不是说神在犹太人当中做一件分别的事情啊，不是。
But that there will be a mighty turning of the Jews back to Christ.
乃是神在外邦人当中也会做一件大事，好叫他们都向基督回转。
And through faith in Christ, they will be saved.
借着信靠基督，外邦人会得救。
It's absolutely amazing.
这是叫人不可思议啊。
Now, I want us to go back to, well, let me show you something else.
我们再看一件事。
Let's go to Daniel.
看但以理。
Let me see here. Chapter 2.
第二章。
If you look in verse 31.
看看三十一节。
The king has a dream.
王做了一个梦。
In verses 31 through 33,
31到33节二章
we see these great nations or kingdoms.
我们看到这些国度，伟大的国度。
We probably see Babylon here.
我们可能看到巴比伦国。
The Persians and Medes.
还有波斯和马代帝国。
We definitely see the Roman Empire.
当然还有罗马帝国啊。
Greece,
还有希腊。
But in the reign of the Roman Empire,
但是在罗马帝国的统治下。
In verse 34, it says.
34节他说。
You continued looking until a stone was cut out without hands.
你。
Chapter 2, verse 34.
你观看，见有一块非人手凿出来的石头。
So a stone was cut out of a mountain without hands.
是非人手凿出来，从山上凿出来石头。
All the other kingdoms were established by men by their own hands.
其他所有的国度都是人的手所建立的。
But a stone is cut out without hands. It's done by God.
这是非人手凿出来，是神所立的石头。
This is the Christ and His kingdom.
这是基督和他的国。
And it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them.
那打在这半铁半泥的脚上，把泥把脚砸碎。
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at the same time and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors.
于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎，诚如夏天禾场上的钢笔被风吹散，无处可寻。
And the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them was found.
所以被风吹散，无处可寻。
But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
好，打碎这像的石头， 变成一座大山，充满天下。
This is the kingdom.
这是神的国度。
Of Christ.
基督的国。
All the nations of the earth shall perish.
世上所有的国度都要过去。
But His kingdom continues growing.
唯独他的国度不断的成长增长。
Now I want you to think about something.
我要你思考一件事啊。
If you just look at the United States,
如果你看看美国，
the kingdom of Christ doesn't look that big.
神的国度在美国似乎没什么分量啊，不很大。
Even though some people call this place a Christian country,
尽管有些人说美国是基督教国家，
we are not.
我们根本不是。
And many who call themselves Christians are not.
很多自称是基督徒的也不是真基督徒。
If you look at China,
那你看看中国。
The kingdom of heaven doesn't look that big.
神的国度在中国也没什么分量。
The Christians are a small percentage of the people.
基督徒是一个很小的一个部分。
If you look in Africa,
你再看看非洲。
The kingdom of heaven doesn't look that big.
神的国也是微不足道。
If you look at all the nations of the world by themselves as single nations,
如果你看看世上所有的国度，一个一个看，个别看看每个国度，
the kingdom of heaven doesn't look that big.
神的国度看起来就微不，就很小。
But when you bring all of them together,
但是把你神的国度都放在一块儿的话，
it's the biggest thing on this planet.
这是这世界上最大的国度。
And the only enduring thing on this planet.
而且是整个宇宙当中唯一能够很久长存的国度。
Since the ascension of Jesus to the throne,
自从耶稣升天坐在宝座上之后，
many nations have come.
许许多多的国度，各族各光各国都来了。
And many nations now no longer exist.
但是很多的国度起了又起了又落了。
Kings and presidents, they come and go.
这些总统啊，王啊，来了又走了，此起彼落。
But His kingdom continues.
但是神的国度永远长存。
It increases.
还在不断增长，
与
日俱增。好。
Man has always desired to be an autonomous creature.
人总愿意做一个独立的受造者。
And He makes this clear throughout all the scriptures.
他在圣经里头讲得很清楚，人要自主。
In Exodus 2:14.
在出埃及记第二章十四节
，and also Acts 7:27，
还有使徒行传七章二十七节
，and Acts 7:35，
使徒行传七章二十 35，
Acts 7:35，
七章三十五节。
The question is asked about Moses.
有人问摩西
，Who made you ruler and judge over us？
谁叫你做王和审做统治者和审判官的？
You see that?
看到吗？
God sent Moses.
神差派摩西来。
People said, "Who made you ruler and judge?"
老百姓说，谁叫你做王统治我们做审判官？哈。
And then Pharaoh.
还有法老王。
Moses said to Pharaoh, "You need to obey God."
摩西对法老说，你需要顺服神呐。
And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that we should obey His voice?"
法老说，谁是耶和华？我要听他的话。
In the book of Job,
还有在约伯记
the wicked say this.
邪恶的人说
，Who is the Almighty that we should serve Him?
谁是那全能者？我们要服侍他。
So you see, this is the common thought of man.
你看，这是人类的很普遍的一个思想。
I'm not going to serve God.
我不服侍神。
I'm not going to do what God wants.
我才不遵行神的旨意呢。
Now let's go back to Psalms 2.
我们再看看再回到诗篇第二篇。
Look in verse 10.
看第十节。
Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that He not become angry and you perish in the way, for His wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in Him.
十到十二节，现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，当存敬畏，侍奉耶和华。 又当存战惊而快乐。当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Now if we look at this passage,
好，我们看这段经文。
We find some things that aren't often preached.
我们发现有一些讲道人不常提的。
In verse 6,
第六节啊，
God makes Christ king.
神已经立基督作王了。
In verse 8,
第八节，
He gives them the nations as his inheritance.
他把列国列邦赐给他作为基业。
In verse 9, He gives them absolute authority over them.
第九节，神给了基督绝对的权柄，能够掌管列邦列国。
One old theologian said this.
一位老神学家说，
When Jesus comes back,
当基督回来的时候，
He's going to stretch out His hand.
他会伸出他的手。
And He's going to say, "Mine, mine, 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 mine."
他说我的，我的，我的，我的。
All of it's mine.
一切都是属他的。
It is His.
的确如此。
Now how should we respond?
我们应当怎样回应他的主权呢？
Says in 10, "Now therefore, O king, show discernment."
哦，这是现在你们君王应当醒悟啊。
Listen, you little kings.
你们这些小王。
You live for a day and then you die.
你活个两三天就死掉，这些人。
You have no power.
你没什么权柄。
Says, show some wisdom.
你要有一点点智慧啊。
Listen to this warning.
应当醒悟，要醒过来啊。
You may be judges of the earth.
你可能在世上当官儿。
But the judge of heaven is the one with whom you must deal.
但是你必须要面对天地的主宰，最高的审判官。
Now what should be our response?
我们的回应应当如何呢？
Verse 11.
十一节。
Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling.
当存敬畏侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
Not because he's cruel.
不是因为他是残暴的。
Because of his greatness and his supremacy.
乃是因他的伟大，他的高超，你要敬
畏他。In verse 12, it says, "Do homage to the Son."
他说：“当以嘴亲子啊，要敬畏他。
”In Hebrew, it's literally kiss the Son.
在希伯来书这里说 ，in Chinese too, 要亲子，以嘴亲子。
It means show your loyalty and your affection.
意思你要把你的爱戴跟你的忠诚向他显明，亲他的嘴。
Now here's something that people need to understand.
这里老百姓要明白啊。
Jesus is not sitting there like this.
耶稣不是坐在那儿像这样。
I really would like you to believe in me.
哎呀，我真盼望你相信我哎。
But if you don't, I understand.
如果你不相信，我可以理解你。
And if you don't want me, I'll just go away.
如果你不要我，我就走吧。
Now what he's saying is this.
不，他说的乃是。
If you don't want me,
如果你不要我
，You're the one that's going to go away.
倒霉的是你，你得走。
This is my world.
这是我的世界。
He said, and then there's the idea of what we do, we should do quickly.
好，这里啊，这里讲到你要做的要快快的做。
He says, worship the Son.
就赶快敬拜他。
That he not become angry and cause you to perish.
以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，便是你在道中灭亡。
Now look what verse 12 says about Jesus.
你看十二节怎么说耶稣的。
For his wrath may soon be kindled.
因为他的怒气快要发作。
You don't hear that much, do you?
你不常听这样的讲道吧？
Well, why should I believe in Jesus?
为什么我要相信耶稣？
Well, his wrath will soon be kindled against you.
因为他的怒气快要发作了，向你发作。
But how blessed are those who take refuge in him?
凡投靠他的都是有福的。
You take refuge in him.
当你投靠他。
To save yourself from him.
拯救自己脱离他的审判和愤怒。
You can either join him,
你或者可以跟他站一边儿，
or be against him,
或者你可以继续反叛下去。
But let me just give you a few reasons why we ought to do homage to the Son, why we ought to honor him.
让我给你几个理由啊，为什么我们应该亲子的嘴，应该尊重他，应该站他一边。
First of all, he is our creator.
首先他是我们的创造主。
And every breath we breathe comes from him.
我们的动静起坐，我们的气息都在乎他。
He's our sustainer.
他也是我们托住我们万有的。
What kind of arrogance is it?
这是何等的狂傲啊！如果
that would make us rebel against the one who made us.
我们反叛那创造我们的主，这是何等的狂妄！
That we would hate the one who gives us life and breath.
我们竟然恨那一位赐给我们生命气息的主。 何等狂妄。
Every good thing in this world,
世上所有美善的一切
is a result of the grace of Christ.
都是因着神的恩赐，基督
的恩典。People say, why do bad things happen to good people?
人问为什么不好的事情临到好人呢？
The question should be,
不，问题应该是。
Why do good things happen to bad people?
为什么坏人会得到这么多的好东西啊？
I mean, there's still great beauty in this world.
是我的意思，这世界还有很多美好的事物。
There shouldn't be.
不应该有啊。
There's still joy and laughter. There shouldn't be.
还有喜乐，还有欢笑，不应该有任何的欢乐。
A second reason why men should honor the
son. 第二个原因，为什么人应当尊重、敬畏？
Because of Calvary,
因着十字架
because of the cross,
因着加略山
He is not only our creator,
他不仅是我们的创造主
but he is our redeemer,
更是我们的救赎主
Because of Calvary,
因着哥哥他
a universal offer of pardon can be made,
所以他可以向世界施大赦
we can,
普世的人都可以得赦免
we can stand before the whole world,
我们可以站在这世界全世界
and say, repent and believe.
宣告悔改相信
Any who do repent and believe will be saved.
一切悔改相信的人就可以得救
Any who come to him will not be cast out.
任何来到他面前的不会被弃绝
Another benefit, another reason why people should honor the Son.
另外一个原因，人应该以嘴亲子，应该敬畏神的儿子。是。
Is because Calvary has not only blessed those who believe.
因为哥哥他不仅仅祝福了那些信的人而已。
But it has even blessed those who do not believe.
甚至祝福了那些不信的人。
There are many terrible cultures.
实际上有很多很可怕的文化民族
that have been transformed by the gospel.
他们都被基督的福音给改变了，彻底改变。
And even the unbelievers benefited from it.
甚至不信的人都因此蒙福，得到帮助。
For example,
例如
a man becomes a Christian.
一个人信了主啊。
But his children are unbelievers.
但他的儿女还没信。
But as a Christian.
但是身为基督徒
He is a godly man,
他是一个敬虔的人
a loving man,
一个很有爱心的
He works hard to give food to his family,
他是一个努力工作尽本分来支持家庭的人
He's kind,
他也非常的慈爱
He sacrifices for him,
他牺牲自己为家庭
Those unbelieving children,
那些不信主的儿女
have been blessed by Calvary,
就被哥哥他祝福了
This country,
这个国家
The prosperity it has.
是新复兴富足。
It's the result of the gospel.
都是因着福音带来的益处。
Of many of the men who first began this country.
这些许多美国的创始者。
They based the Constitution on the scriptures.
他们把宪法建立在圣经的基础上。
The laws and ideas came from the scriptures.
很多的律法的这些概念都是从圣经起源的。
Those who hate Christianity in our country.
在我们国家恨恶基督教的人。
They're the ones who benefited from it.
他们其实就因着福音得了益处。
Now all people should show discernment.
所有的人都应该要有智慧，要有分辨。
They should show wisdom.
他们应该醒悟过来。
They should surrender themselves to Christ.
他们应该向基督投降，屈膝，称臣。
I want us to look at one last verse.
我们再看最后一段经文。
It's found in the book of Psalms, but we'll also look at it in Hebrews 10.
也在诗篇里头，也在希伯来书里头也有第十章。希伯来书第十章，引用于诗篇的。
12-13. He, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下，从此。等候他的仇敌成了他的脚凳。
Christ has given his life.
基督已经把自己献上了，舍命了。
Any who desire may be saved.
任何愿意的都可以得救。
But all should know that this Savior is also Lord.
但是我们要明白，这位救主也是主宰。
And all his enemies will be put down.
他一切的仇敌都会被打败。
Look at verse 26.
再看26节。
For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
因为我们得知正道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
Now a lot of people really misunderstand this verse.
很多人都误解这段经文啊。
What does it mean if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth? What does that mean?
这什么意思啊？因为得知真道以后故意犯罪，什么意思啊？
He's saying this.
他的意思是
You've heard the gospel.
你已经听了福音了。
If you keep rejecting it,
如果你继续的拒绝 继续的拒绝福音
then you need to realize something.
你就需要了解
There's no other sacrifice for sin.
除了基督以外没有别的赎罪祭了
If you do not accept the gospel,
如果你不接受福音
There's no other sacrifice.
就没有别的祭物了赎罪祭了
You're rejecting the only way that God has given for men to be saved.
你拒绝了神所赐给人类的唯一的得救的途径
Then he goes on with another argument.
他就继续用另外一个辩论。
The only thing remaining, according to verse 27,
二十七节，唯有留下来的是什么呢？
For those who reject the gospel,
那些拒绝福音的人呢？
Is a terrifying expectation of judgment.
就是唯有战惊等候审判。
And the fury of a fire which will consume the adversaries.
和那烧灭众敌人的烈火了，唯一留下来的。
Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy.
我干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个诫的人不得怜悯。
But God will be more severe with those who reject His Son.
但是那一些拒绝福音的人，神会对待他们更加的严厉的审判。
To not believe the Son,
不相信神的儿子
is to regard His blood as unclean.
是，把他的血立约的血当作平常。
To trample Him underfoot.
是把他踩在脚底下
and to insult the Spirit.
是在亵渎施恩的圣灵
and then in verse 30 it says
三十节他说
Vengeance is mine, I will repay, and again the Lord will judge his people.
深渊在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓
It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
落在永生神的手里真是可怕的
So we see
所以我们看到
The Lordship of Jesus Christ is a great hope for the believer.
对于信徒而言，主耶稣做主做王是一个伟大的盼望，美好的盼望。
But for the unbeliever, it is a terror.
但是对不信的人，这是很可怕的事情。
We must give men both the promises and the warnings.
我们必须把神的应许跟神的警戒都告诉他们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this time.
天父，我们为这段时间感谢。
And I pray, Lord, that you will help these words to be an encouragement to us.
主啊，愿你的话成为我们的鼓励。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com.There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.